Rabbi Shabtai, did you say I should start? And I didn't hear. Yes. Okay. I'm just going to turn on my recorder. Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming. Thank you for welcoming me to the Boca Raton Synagogue special program, Elul Shiurim. As we approach Yom HaDin, I want to thank Rabbi Shabtai for reaching out and inviting me to prepare this shiur and share with you. I'm just making sure everyone is muted. I saw that someone was not. Okay, looks like everyone is. So welcome. I also see that my mother is joining Asha Teche, so it's a honor to have her here in addition to all of you. So I want to talk tonight about the concept of Teshuvah, the Inyani Diyoma, our Teshuvah. Rosh Hashanah is a few short weeks away. We have this coming week's Parsha Kisavo, we have Nitzavim Vayedech together, and then it is Yom HaDin. Our nation day, as Rav Salvechik calls it, is the day when the king sits in judgment on the throne. And in order to prepare for this time of year, we engage in the mitzvah of teshuvah. Teshuvah is a mitzvah, which we will actually read about in Parshas Nitzavim upcoming. There are concrete stages to teshuvah as delineated by the Rambam, by Maimonides in his commentary in Mishneh Torah. It's halachic magnum opus. And the stages of teshuvah begin with charata, regret. You have to be sorry for what you did in order to change. After charata, we need azivat hachet or azivas hachet. You need to leave the sin. You could be as sorry as you want, but if you don't leave the sin, it's not going to help you. We must have kabbalah al ha'asid or kabbalah al ha'atid, resolve for the future not to sin again. And the final stage of teshuvah is vidui, which is oral confession. When it comes to mitzvos bein adam lechaveiro, there is one more component. And that is asking mechila, asking teshuvah, asking mechila, forgiveness from our friends. That in itself is its own shiur, but that's not what I want to talk about. In order to go through the process of teshuvah, what is the key ingredient necessary to really change? What comes before charata, regret? What comes before aziva sachet, leaving the sin? What comes before kabbalah al ha'atid? Resolve for the future. What comes before the vidui? What comes before asking b'chila? So one answer is self-awareness. If a person is not self-aware of the error of their ways, then they cannot possibly change. But I want to talk specifically about the nekuda, the essence of teshuvah, of courage. Courage. As I'll tell us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, so famously Mishnah Aleph, Ezehu Gibor, who is a courageous person, HaKovesh es Yitzro, he who conquers his inclination, is the most courageous person that there is. I want to begin with a pasuk in Sefer Devarim. I'm going to show you on my screen. Can you see someone whose video is on? Can you see my screen here? We went to Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph. I want to begin in a pasuk and Perek Yud Aleph of Devarim, pasuk Yud Beis. So I'm highlighting it for you here on my screen. And the Torah tells us, Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa. Eretz Yisrael is a land that Hashem, your God, seeks out. Tamid enei Hashem Elokecha ba. The eyes of God are always upon this land. Mereishis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, ba'ad ach v'shana, until the end of the year. The very next pasuk begins what we refer to as the second paragraph of the Shema. But let's talk about this pasuk, and we're going to offer a homiletic interpretation, an interpretation on the level of the drash, a Hasidic interpretation. At the pshat, we are being told that the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, is a land that God always seeks out. The hashkacha in Eretz Yisrael is different than the hashkacha in Chutzlar. It's the divine providence over the Holy Land is different than the divine providence in all other lands. It is a land that God seeks out, tamid, always and consistently. God's eyes are upon the land. Mereishis Hashana va'ad ach rishana, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. But if you look here, look at my screen, and if you look at the pasuk, you will see that there is a peculiarity. Mereishis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, va'ad ach rishana, till the end of year. We are missing what's known as the Hei Hayidia by the second word Shana. This phrase, seen in isolation, Mereishis Hashana Vad Ach Rishana, from the beginning of the year, Hey Hayidia, the identifying Hey, the knowing Hey, the beginning of the year, until the end of year. Now, that's not grammatically correct. We should really say from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. You don't say from the beginning of the year till the end of year. It should say, obviously it shouldn't, but if a grammatician was writing, Mireshis Hashana va'ad Achris Hashana. Why Mireshis Hashana va'ad Achris Hashana? What happened to the second hey, Hayadiyah? What happened to the knowing hey in the second year? So Rabbi Pesach Krohn brings down an insight of the Satmar Rebbe. Rabbi Pesach Krohn, in the name of the Satmar Rebbe, teaches, this is a whole lesson in the process of Teshuvah. In the beginning of the year, we start the year so fresh. Tavshin Pei Aleph Be'ezros Hashem is coming in a few short weeks. It is the day when HaMelech Yoshev Al Kisei Ram V'Nisa, the king sits upon his exalted throne. And we will all be judged. And we start the year with such a bang, with such an excitement, with such a resolve to change. And we're going to do this better, and we're going to do that better, and we're going to be a whole new person. Me'ireshis Hashana. This is going to be the year of change. And somehow, after the beginning of the year, the Eitzer Hara, the evil inclination, makes inroads. How are we doing in Cheshvan with all those Kabbalos we took upon ourselves? Kislev, Adar, Tammuz, and somehow by the end of the year, you look back, says the Satmar Rebbe, and you see it was a year like any other year. We began with such a bang. We put the Hey HaYudiyah in the beginning of the year. This is going to be the year. Mereshis Hashana, Ba'ad Ach Rishana. And we come to the end of the year, and we find that sometimes it was just a year like any other year. What makes the difference between real lasting change and fleeting, momentary thoughts of teshuva, which are also important? I'm not knocking here who ate teshuva, they're very important. What makes the difference is the courage to change who I am. The resolve to go through the process of teshuva. If I do not have the courage, it's uncomfortable to change. People don't like to change. We're used to behaving a certain way, and so we think we always have to behave that way. And so sometimes you come to the end of the year, and it's Elul of Tavshin Pei, and you're about to enter Be'ezros Hashem, it should be in good health, Tavshin Pei Aleph. And you wonder, am I so different than I was last year? Was it a year like any other year? Or did I somehow put the Hey HaYudiyah into the year? Rabbi Pesach Krohn adds that for those who daven Nusach Sfard, I grew up davening Nusach Sfard. Actually, since I got married, my husband also davens Nusach Sfard, so we continue to daven privately Nusach Sfard, but the Batei Knisyos in which we daven are Nusach Ashkenaz. Well, I still remember that the Kedusha in Musaf of Nusach Sfard, we say, Hein ga'alti eschem acharis kereshis. Behold, I will redeem them, God says, when the acharis is curacious. What does this mean? Rabbi Pesach Krohn ties this in exactly to the word of the Satmar Rebbe. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, do you know when redemption will come? When the Acharis, the end of the year, is curacious like the beginning of the year. Hein ga'alti eschem, behold, the Geula will come. Acharis, when the end of the year, is curacious like the beginning of the year. And we need, takes tremendous self-awareness. That's really the first stage, by the way. And then it takes tremendous courage to change the person that I am. Because man goes by rote. Man is used to doing things by habit. And that's the way I operate, and that's the way I always operate. But that's not the path of Yahadus. That's not the path of Teshuvah. Teshuvah from the root word, Lashuv. Anishava Habaita. I am returning home. I am returning unto God. I am returning unto my source. I want to share with you a beautiful piece of Rav Soloveitchik. Could you see it on my screen? Rav Soloveitchik says, when the righteous man falls, he has the strength to rise up again. However, there are those who do not have the strength. There are those who do not have the courage to stand up once more. The question is not, will we fall? Because by definition, human beings are fallible. And yes, we will fall. And it's not, says Rav Huttner in his famous letter to his Talmud, a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a fact of humanity and morality. A man will fall and will fail, but what happens after? Do we have the courage to stand up once more? There are those, says Rav Soloveitchik, who have no courage to rise. Key sentence for our shiur tonight. One of the main factors that prevent people from making amends and repenting is a lack of faith in themselves. One of the key factors that prevents us from changing. I want to attend another shiur. I want to daven better. I want to say another kapitel tehillim. I want to change my midos. I want to learn another. For if you're a man, I want to attend daf yomi. I want to improve. I want, if there are some women who also learn daf yomi, perhaps. Whatever you take upon yourself. One of the main factors, says Rav Soloveitchik, that prevent people from making amends and repenting is lack of faith in themselves. They say it's too late. They state, I am not capable of performing such a deed. I am not capable of changing my life. I should change my whole identity. I should change my whole personality. Teshuvah is a metamorphosis. Metamorphosis from a sinner to a pure, renewed, clean person. And it's not comfortable to change. You know why it's not comfortable to change? Because in order to change, we have to face our own failings, our own shortcomings. And we don't like to do that. We don't want to say, well, this is what's wrong with me. Maybe I shall repent. I remember, says the Rav, and here he brings a very personal reminisce. I remember a certain person, says Rav Soloveitchik, a very tragic person. He attended my shir in Boston. He was very impressed. I am not bragging, says the Rav. I'm just telling you the story. He was interested, this person. He was moved by my teachings. So Rav Soloveitchik once said to him, tell me, I see you wish to cling to Yahadut. I see you're interested in Judaism. I see you want to come back to God. I see you would like to do some of the mitzvahs. Man attended his shiurim. Rav Soloveitchik says, I'm not bragging, but it was a fact. He came to shiur. So I said to the man, I see you're interested. I see you're moved by my teachings. And I once said to him, why can't you take the final step? Make your home kosher. After that, we will begin to think about Shabbos. So the man said to me, Rabbi, I would like to, but I cannot do it. Why not? I asked. He answered, because my family will declare me insane. I will be locked up. Change is uncomfortable. In addition, I do not belong in your community. I am far away. I do not belong in your community, the man said to Rav Soloveitchik. I live a different life. I have no courage. I have to die a sinner. It's uncomfortable to change. It's difficult to face our failings. It's embarrassing to recognize that the people are that we are perhaps not the best we can be. But what a gift the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us to come back to him, to remake the people that we are, to totally change who we are, if we but have the courage, says Rav Soloveitchik, to change. Why do people not repent, says the Rav? The main thing that holds us back is lack of faith in ourselves. Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, he died in 1900. And perhaps his most famous teaching is the one I'm about to quote, and perhaps you have heard it before. Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin teaches, Kishem she'adam tzarich la'amin ba'Hashem, kein tzarich ha'adam la'amin ba'atzmo. Just as a man must believe in Hashem, so too a man must believe in himself. And I've heard Rabbi Zev Lef Shlita from Moshav Matityahu in Israel. So on a number of occasions, a person has to have the self-confidence to believe in himself. Because if he thinks that he is a shmata, says Rabbi Lef, he will think to himself, well, God doesn't want a shmata. Why did anyone want a shmata? A person has to have a healthy self-awareness, healthy self-confidence, a sense of courage to remake themselves. And that's the essence of teshuvah. So before I embark on the journey where I can regret what I have done and resolve for the future and ask mechila of my friend and leave the sin and confess orally, am I prepared to be the gibor? Hakovesh as yitro. And it's not easy. And I'm not talking to you. And those of you who learn with me on a regular basis know that I say this often. I'm talking to, what do I say? I see Tammy smiling because she knows. Because I say I'm talking to Michards, and I really am talking to Michards. Because we don't like to face the failures of the past. But then how can we improve for the future? If Salvechik says, and I showed you the piece, the main ingredient that holds people back from change is lack of courage in themselves. And I said to this man, I see you're interested in my teachings. I'm not bragging, said the Rav. He attended my shiur, and I saw he was impressed. So tell me, why not change? And the man said, I can't, Rabbi. My family will declare me insane. They will lock me up. I do not have the courage to change. I will have to die sinner. Rabbi Yamin Finkel, the son of the Mir Mashkiach of Arye Finkel, he is popularly referred to as Rabbi Yamin Atzadik. And he teaches that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is really just a two-trick pony. When he sees someone has decided to improve himself, he only has two tricks. He says, what are you making yourself crazy for? You're still young. You have your whole life ahead of you. Now you should go out. You should enjoy life. Don't get caught up with these things. Of course they are important. Of course you must change. Of course you want to improve your character traits and learn more. But when you're older, now, don't do this now. You still have plenty of time. The Yetzer Hara is a two-trick pony. All he has are two tactics, two tricks to prevent us from change. The first one is, you're so young. Why bother now? Now you should enjoy life. When you're older, you'll change. And then one day, suddenly, the Yetzer Hara shows up. And you decide to embark on some course of improvement, says Rabbi Yamin HaTzadik. And sure enough, there's the Yetzer Hara. And this time, the message is different. And now the Yetzer Hara is saying to you, now you decide to work on improving your character traits. Now you decide to complete the tractate of Gemara. Now at your age, don't be foolish. Now it's too late. You're too old to accomplish something like that. This is his entire ploy. At first, he tells you, you're so young. You have your whole life ahead of you. Why change now? No need to rush things. Don't make yourself crazy with that religion and that business and that work. And one day it just changes. All of a sudden, you're too old. It's too late to change. And nobody knows exactly when the switch from you're so young, enjoy life, to you're so old, now you're going to change happens. But right on cue, he shows up. And that's why the true Gibor is the one who can conquer the inclination. There's a story told. Don't know if it's true or it's not true, if it really happened or it didn't happen, about the Nitziv. But Naftali Tzvi Yehuda mi Berlin, the famous Rosh Hashiva, and the composer, if you will, of the commentary on Chumash HaEmek Davar, sometimes I teach from in my classes. Actually, I think I'm teaching from it tonight and the next year. So the HaEmek Davar was written by Naftali Tzvi Yehuda mi Berlin. And a story is told that when he was younger, as a teenager, he wasn't making progress in yeshiva. He wasn't making progress in his learning, and he was very frustrated. And he finally decided one day to give up. This is not for me. It's not working. I'm not making progress. The learning's not going in. I don't understand. He decided to leave the yeshiva, and he was going to apprentice to become a shoemaker. And that night he went home. He's finished. He went to sleep that night and he had a dream. And in his dream, his time is up. And he went to the Yeshiva Shamala, the world of truth, the heavenly convocation. After 120 years, where every soul goes. And they called his name. And it was his turn in court. And he went up and he stood before the judge of all judges, the Dayan HaEmes. And there were the prosecutors. And they pulled out, they asked him to state his name. He said he is Naftali Tzvi Yehuda from the town of Berlin. And they pulled out a set of Chamisha Chumshe Torah with the commentary of the Emek Davar. And they showed him this commentary on Chumash. And at the cover page, they showed him that it said, HaEmek Davar, Al Shem, from Naftali Tzvi Yehuda mi Berlin. And he said, who wrote that? And they said, this is what you would have written had you stayed in yeshiva. And he woke up in the morning. Again, I don't know. It's the way the maisa goes. Salvechik sometimes tells over a story. He says, this isn't a chassidish or maisa. It's a true story. I don't know if it's true or not true. It has an important point. We can all be the person we can become. We can all reach our potential. And even if the past 11 months have been a year like any other year, we have almost 3 weeks to put the Hei HaYedia from Hashanah to the end of the year. Because we dream big. The question is, can we implement those changes? How? Start small. Open up for me the opening of a needle, and I will open for you the opening of an ulam, of a hallway. As long as it's concrete, as long as we really want to change, as long as we have the courage. Because don't we all know that one teeny change is really huge? What's the expression? Excuse me, Lahabdel. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm sorry. One small step for an individual will lead to a giant leap in the right direction. It says in the biography of Dasan Zvi Finkel Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, actually, Zatzal, the previous Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, that he took a Kabbalah upon himself not to eat taffy, can't eat taffy. So they said, not to eat taffy. So he said, if I prove to myself that I can do this, I know I can do much greater things. So all Hashem wants from us is concrete, real, lasting change. And what do we need? Courage. As long as it's permanent. As long as we show Hashem we're trying. I went through a beautiful vart. Why is it the pinprick of the needle and not like put your finger on the sand? Okay, you put your finger in the sand, you make for me an opening of a finger in the sand, and I'll open for you, says Hashem, an opening of an ulam, a hallway. Why? Because if you take a needle and you make a prick with the needle in a cloth or in a paper, the opening might be tiny, but it's permanent and it's lasting. If you put your finger in the sand, then you take your finger out of the sand. So if the sand's a little damp, it might be there a little while. When the tide comes in, the hole is going to be washed away. It's not permanent. It's not lasting. The Baruch Hashem doesn't want you to put your hand in sugar, because when you take your hand out of the sugar, the change is gone. But if we open up, I believe it's the Medrash to Shir Shirim. If we open up the opening of a needle, one thing, and whatever that one thing is, make it concrete, make it real. Hashem will open up worlds for us. Bali Tahir, Yuma, Amir Ches, I believe, Amir Beis, Bali Tar Messiah, so he who wants to be purified, he will be helped. Salvechik tells about another person, a woman. She came from a prominent assimilated family, and she wanted to change. And she came to the Rav, and she said she was having trouble. She went to many different rabbis. She went to many different teachers. And she asked them, what should she do to come closer to Yahadus? And they all told her, it's all or none. If you take on the 630 mitzvahs, this is brought down in the book, The Rav Thinking Aloud by David Holzer. And they all told her, she told Rav Soloveitchik, that either you accept all Torah, all mitzvahs, or nothing. It's all or none. So Rav Soloveitchik said to her, no, choose one thing. Whatever you choose, choose well. Make sure it's lasting. Make sure you can stick with it. She chose kashrus. Today, the anecdote finishes, she is Shomer's Torah mitzvahs and lives with her family in Eretz Yisrael. If you take a pin and you make an opening in my paper, that pin prick is going to be there. Maybe it's not very big, because Hashem knows it's hard to change. Hashem knows it's hard to have courage. Hashem knows it's embarrassing to take a look in the mirror and say, is this the person I am? But as long as it's lasting, Bali Taher, you want to be purified, Messiah also, we will be helped. I'm going to share with you another piece of Rav Soloveitchik. Such a beautiful, powerful piece. Rav Soloveitchik says, man, can you see my screen? Yes, thank you. Man, as seen by Judaism, is potentially a good, progressive being. Good and progressive. In general, today you look at the world and you wonder, whew, is man a good and progressive being? But in general, Yahadus believes in the power and the potency of the human spirit and the human soul. A man is seen by Judaism, as potentially a good and progressive being. We always want to be progressing in life. If I daven the same way today that I daven in kindergarten, so I'm in big trouble. I'm not progressing much. If I do chesed today the way I did chesed when I was 4, that's a problem. At every stage, it should be appropriate, age appropriate. But I must be progressing in life. However, says Rav Soloveitchik, man often finds himself in the grip of an overwhelming, irresistible force that pulls him downward. What we commonly call the Yetzer Hara. On this time of year, there's such a melancholy. I don't know how to put it into words. I don't know if you feel it. There's such a feeling of nostalgia, trepidation, anticipation, melancholy. You wonder, is the year over? Is summer past us? Are the children, Be'ezras Hashem, going back to school? Are the Yamim Noraim here once again? Where has the year gone? And while every day might seem like it takes a long time, when we look back, there's an expression, and it is not for naught that we say that time flies. And so often during our year, the year that began with the bang, the Hey Hayidia, man finds himself in the grip of an overwhelming, irresistible force that pulls him downward. The ascent up to the mount of the Lord, Miya'ale Bahar Hashem, Umiyakum B'makom Kacho. Who shall ascend to the mount of God? And who should stand in his holy place, asked King David. The ascent up to the mount of the Lord often turns into a rapid descent down the mountain. The expression in English, one step forward and two steps back, and sometimes that's how it feels. Have you never had the experience where you resolve to change and you meet it and you take the needle and you make a prick in the paper and you're really going to change? And somehow you find you have slipped back. Soloveitchik has a way of saying things, of evoking emotion, of relating to our humanistic, personal, Jewish living experiences that no one else, to me, says like he does. The ascent up to the mount of the Lord often turns into a rapid descent down the mountain. Man moves towards fulfillment of his destiny along a zigzag line. I make progress, I regress. Progression, regression. That's the story of a human being. Progress frequently superseded by retrogression. Closeness to God. What is teshuvah? What is teshuvah? Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki kashalta abavanecha. What is teshuvah? It's to return unto our source. Lashuv habaita. To return to my home. Lashavet, to sit, to dwell. Says King David, chapter 27. We're saying it every day, twice a day. What does David HaMelech want? To sit in the house of God. Teshuvah is to repent. Teshuvah is to return. Teshuvah is to have a seat at the table of Hashem. That's all closeness to Hashem. And yet so often, that closeness to God is interrupted by the dark night of separation. How do we separate from Hashem? Not when night falls. Sin. And so we move towards the fulfillment of our destiny in a zigzag line. We make progress. It's superseded by retrogression. We find ourselves close to God. And then we find ourselves in the dark night of separation. Man not only rises, but falls as well. It's a journey of what it means to be a human being. If we were malachim, if we were angels, we would not have this experience. Angels are one-dimensional. God says they do. They don't have to battle. But the enemy that is always within the camp, the Yetzer Hara. Simcha Raz, one of his books, he's the biographer of Rav Avraham Yitzchak Kohen Cook, that's all, Rav Aryeh Levin, that's all. So in the book called Tales of the Righteous, where he has different Hasidic sayings, Simcha Raz writes, I forget which Hasidic rabbi teaches it, what is difficult is not to reach the level of angels. What is difficult is to reach the level of a human being. If God wanted us to be angels, we would be angels. We are made people. We have bechira chafshis, ubacharta b'chayim, says Moshe. Aman tiche, so you shall live, ata v'sarecha, achrecha. You and your seed after you. But sometimes it's not so easy to choose. Rav Soloveitchik identifies the struggle within man. I want to be better, and yet I'm stuck. I'm up the mountain, and I just fell off. I've made progress, and I've retrogressed. I'm close to God, and now I'm separated from God. By what? By sin. Man not only rises in his journey to the ascent, but falls as well. And then he rises again from this fall, only to fall once more. This reminded me very much, my footnote is very small. Let me make it bigger for you. This reminded me very much of a pasuk from Mishlei. I'm making it bigger. Better? A pasuk says in Mishlei, famous pasuk, Mishlei Chav Dalet, Tezayim. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam u'risha'im yikashlu v'ra. What is the difference between the righteous person and the wicked person? The righteous person falls 7 times, but always gets up. But the wicked, they stumble in their iniquity. They remain fallen from sin. And Metzudas David says on this pasuk, ki sheva, 7 times, ki af im atzadik nofel sheva pa'amim. Even if the righteous man falls 7 times, yachazor v'yakum. What makes him great is the fact that he falls and is able to rise again. If this is not something that you can relate to, I find that hard to believe. Who has ever taken a Kabbalah upon themselves and not found that with the best of intentions, with the pinprick in my paper, and it's real Hashem, I really mean it. I clap al chayt and I'm never going to do it again. I'm up the mountain and I have fallen. Is greatness never to fall? Says in Metzudas David, af imat tzadik nofel sheva pa'amim, even if the righteous man falls 7 times, yachazor v'yakum, every time he will get back up. Hashem, I really mean it. I'm going to pick up the paper with the pinprick and I'm going to prove it to you, God. My finger wasn't in sand. My finger wasn't in a cup of milk. My finger wasn't in the sugar bowl. I took a pin and I made a change. And if I fall, Ribono Shalom, you gave me a Yetzer Hara. Help me. Gemara says, Beferish, Bechol Yom Vayom. Each and every day, you think you're a gibor, the Yetzer is even more of a gibor. Every single day, the evil inclination strives to overcome a person. And if not, that God would help him, it will be impossible to overcome. So Metzudas David says in Mishlei, we're going back to Chav Dalet, Tes Zayin. A tzaddik falls 7 times. Even if he falls, what makes him a tzaddik is his ability to rise. Aval harishaim, what defines a rasha? Heim hanichshalim mibli tukuma. The rasha stumbles in his iniquity and he is unable to rise. Bavo aleim hara. When they encounter that choice of evil, the definition of a rasha is not necessarily that he made a mistake, but that he can't get back up. He lacks the courage to get back up. It's so difficult. But like my brother once said to me, Michal, just because something is hard doesn't mean I shouldn't work on it. Hashem wants to see that we're at least trying. Even if in my whole paper, all I have is one pinprick, and at least I'm trying. Going back to the Rav, man not only rises, but falls as well. And he rises again from this fall, only to fall once more. Moral erring and culpability are interwoven into our very existential fabric. Otherwise, we would be angels. Excuse me. If we never morally erred, if we were never culpable, we would be angels. We wouldn't be human beings. But I'm not an angel. No man, says Rav Soloveitchik, can claim that he is perfect. No man can claim that his existential experience has been purged of all selfish, undignified, brutish motives. In a word, the Bible is confident of man. But the Torah is also very suspicious of man. Great, says Rav Soloveitchik, is not the man who has never faltered. Greatness is not, I never made a mistake. Because, like we saw in the previous paragraph, by definition, man is going to make a mistake. So when I come to the Ribbon Shalom, this month of Alo, Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li, Haro Abba Shoshanim, when he looks at me, and I look at myself, say, no, talk of God, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati L'Fanecha. I'm guilty. I sinned. I failed before you. Hashem wants to know what happens after. Do I have the courage to pick myself back up, to brush off the dust, to fix the injuries from the battle, and start the climb up the mount all over again? And it's a question we have to ask ourselves. And it's a pep talk we have to give ourselves. Kashem sha'adam tzarich l'ha'amin b'Hashem, kein tzarich ha'adam l'ha'amin b'atzmo. Great is not the man who has never faltered. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a man, I would be an angel. Great is the man who tripped, who fell. But when he rises to greater heights. He uses the fall. By the way, we're not giving haskama to sin. It doesn't mean anyone should leave the shir and say, Micharis gave permission to fall and fail. No, but it's going to happen because I'm not an angel, Hashem. Great is not the man who has never faltered. Great is the man who taka tripped. Did anyone have the book? When my kids were younger, I used to read them the book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt. We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. I used to sing it in a certain tune. It's a beautiful day. Did anyone have it? And they would go through the forest. They would go through the muck and the mud and the river. And the forest, stumble, trip, stumble, trip, stumble, trip. It's a beautiful book. If you're not familiar with it for your children or your grandchildren, it's called Going on a Bear Hunt. I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful book with illustrations. But they're trying to find the bear in the cave. And they never give up. And they encounter a sticky, icky river. And they encounter howling winds. And they stumble, trip in the forest. And they never give up. At the end, they find the bear and they run away. But they persevere on their journey. Great is not the man who has never faltered, but the man who tripped, who fell, who rose again to greater heights. You know, I don't like the person that just did that. Perhaps I can use this as a springboard for change. That's required courage. That's required, says the Rav in the first piece we looked at. A man must believe in himself. If a man is not, ooh, look at this next line. I'm going to underline it for you. If a man is not conscious of the contradiction inherent in the very core of his personality, he lives in a world of illusion. Wow. Wow. If man is not conscious of the contradiction inherent in the very core of his personality, what's a contradiction? My yetzer hatov, my yetzer hara. Morally right, morally wrong. Choosing well and making a mistake. Am I the same human being? I often quote this, it's humorous. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev died in the early 1800s, 1809, 1810. He lived mainly in the 1700s. The great Berditchever, who was known as the great defender of the Jews. He saw the good in every Jew. So every night, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev would make a chashbon and nefesh, an accounting of the soul. He didn't wait till Awol. He didn't wait till Rosh Hashanah. Every night, he made a list, what Levi Yitzchak did right tonight, what Levi Yitzchak did wrong tonight. Today, I'm sorry. And every day, he would look at the side of his errors that day, and he would sigh, and he would say, Levi Yitzchak, tomorrow you'll be better. And then the other half of himself would say, Levi Yitzchak, you said that yesterday. And the other half of himself would say back, but tonight I really mean it. Rav Soloveitchik says the call in a different piece. In the little blue, the thin blue book, thin blue sefer, on Rosh Hashanah and Shofar and Yom Kippur. Name escapes me at the moment. Rav Soloveitchik says from a different source that the call of the shofar is the call of the neshama to the sinner. It's man calling himself. The shofar is the pure side of man calling to the tainted side of man to join him on the journey back to God. I am calling myself. My neshama is calling. The person that Micha Horitz can be. Who wrote that commentary, said Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. And they said to him, that's what you would have written had you stayed in yeshiva. If man is not conscious of the contradiction inherent in the very core of his personality, he lives in a world of illusion. It's an illusion to think, I will always be a rasha, chas v'shalom. It's illusion to think, I'm always a perfect tzaddik. Chas v'shalom. They came to the grave of Aaron Leib Steinman, Zatzal, Zecher Tzaddik, Kaddish Levracha. He was Nifter and Chav Dalet Kislev 2 years ago, the undisputed Gadol Ador. And one time the Talmidim asked him, what Mr. Sefer should they learn to overcome the battle with the Yetzer Hara? And Rav Steinman said, do you think I have a classified Mussar Sefer the Yetzer Hara does not know about? If you learn and you apply yourself, you have a chance to overcome. We all want the end of the year to be like the beginning of the year. We all want to put the Hei HaYediyah at that final Shana. We all want the Acharis to be like the Reishis, so the Geula will come. And yet we are on a zigzag journey up to the Mount of the Lord. But as long as you're on the journey, as long as you're in the battle, as long as you're aware of the conscious of the contradiction in the very core of my personality, then I'm living real life. If not, I'm in a world of illusion. If not, I lead an unredeemed existence. At this point, says the Rav, final paragraph, the idea of teshuva emerges. Teshuvah, like we said, to return unto God, anishava habaita, to sit with God, shifti beves Hashem kol yemei chayai, to repent and to remake, to renew the person that I am, to be worthy of the new name that the Rambam tells us the repentant is deserving of, hilchus teshuva, perek beis halacha dalet, quoted in the shir this morning. Umeshana shmo, Kvomar, ani acher, ve'eni osa ha'isha, osa ha'maisu. The true repentant gets a new name. And it's as if he says, I'm a new person. I am not the person who did those terrible sins. We all want that badge of honor. And the Baruch Shalom is waiting for us. And he understands that we are human beings. And he did not make us malachim. But he's waiting for us to find the courage to make the pinprick in the paper. At this point, the idea of teshuva emerges and conveys to man the message of catharsis. To recite vidui, which is the final stage of confession. I began by just listing the stages of teshuva. It's a whole shir in of itself. Regret, leaving the sin, resolve for the future, asking mechila for ben adam l'chaveiro, asking forgiveness. And finally, vidui. The final stage is the oral confession. And at this point, the idea of teshuvah emerges and conveys to man the message of catharsis. To recite vidui, a confession, is the greatest of all virtues. To recite vidui, to confess one's sin, is the most heroic act. Heroism, courage, gibor, resolve, self-awareness, the promise to myself and to God that I can be different. And therefore the climax of teshuvah, the vidui, is the greatest of all virtues. It is the most, these are not my words, heroic act. Teshuvah, vidui, confession, is catharsis par excellence. It's a heart of Oda. We are complex human beings. We are not one-dimensional. We're not two-dimensional. We're not three-dimensional. We're four-dimensional, five-dimensional, six-dimensional. And we're pulled in so many directions. And it's not always easy to make the right choices. But we can all put the Hei Hayediyah, at the end of the year. I make the end of the year like the beginning of the year. We only show the Almighty. We want to come back to you. Ad Yom Moso Techakalo, Ki Im Mishuvo Midarko V'chaya. To the day of death, to the very last day, God waits for the repentant. And if he will repent, the Almighty will surely take us back. I thank Rabbi Shabtai and the Boca Raton Synagogue for inviting me. I thank all of you who zoomed into this shir. Thank you for your time this evening. I wish you all a kesiva v'chasima tova, and a shana tova u'mesuka, amen v'amen. Thank you all very much, everybody.